Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma alhimna marashida umurina wa a'ithna min shururi anfusina. On one occasion, it was the habit of many people that the issue about Qiyamah, the signs of Qiyamah, what are we going to see before that? Everyone likes to know that. So the villagers would come, and one of the main questions would, they would be, Matta Sa'ah? That, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when is the hour? So on certain occasions, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned signs. The closer to the hour you will see this, you will see that many of those things, we are seeing it in today's time. He spoke about a time will come where you will see very poor people who were shepherds, but they will be competing in putting up high buildings in the world. We saw it, nobody else saw it. In the Arab land it was that shepherd who had no shoes, who had no clothing. And then they found oil and then the highest buildings in the world. Just that word high building, tall building. You'll never understand what that word tall building will mean, yatatawalun. Because in the past, people would never build tall buildings. They would build big buildings. You don't build tall because who's going to climb up? Certain kings had it, then you go round, 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 round. South Africa, we got something, they call it God's window. Other countries also got, but God's window means you go right to the top to see a nice view. You know how long it takes to go to the top? That even if that person who never said Subhanallah does it, when he reaches there, he has to say something now. Such a long walk, so he says Subhanallah. Now you tell him, now you have to go down again. The next time you tell him you want to go God's window, he says it was smart, but you know what a walk. No one would build tall buildings. The narration when he said they will compete in tall buildings was an indication a time will come where people will have developed something called an elevator. Otherwise, who's going to build tall buildings? We saw that era. That's regarding near the end. He said at the time where the one who gives birth, the woman who gives birth, she will be coming, so to say, the maid, the servant, the worker of the one she gave birth to. So people would wonder, like, once upon a time there were slaves in the world. Then slavery came to an end. So you say, how does a woman give birth to her master? How does a woman give birth to her master? We saw the era where forget boys wanting to become doctors and lawyers. Boys nowadays don't want to become nothing. That's why the one father told the son, you go to a madrasa or you go work, do something. He wants to say, Daddy, I want to be like you. You do nothing also. You do nothing. I want to do nothing. You sit, you collect money, you got workers. But daughters, amazing, daughters want to study. Even if you make them Hafiza, Alima, they still want to study. And then you tell them, get married. They say, no, I want to study. And you ask the girl, how much you want to study? She says, what if one day my husband divorces me? Say, you're not getting married. Where is going to ever get a chance to divorce you? You're not getting married. And Lord, girls don't get married. So then in that group of girls who don't get married, you will definitely get a lawyer. Some will become a judge. A judge is someone, she bosses everyone. Where her husband will survive with a judge at home? You'll never say, my Lord. It's not going to work. So even if she got married, and she might not get married, then her mother gets old, father gets old, father passes away. Her mother, she is earning so much more than her brothers. But she hasn't got someone to look after her house. So she says, Mommy, you stay with me. Not that I want to look after my mother, no. I need someone to look after the house. I want to look after the house. So the mother stays in the house, but the mother cleans the dishes, cleans the clothing. Everything is going well. Then the mother starts getting older. But when she comes home from the court, She's not going to say, mommy, is your legs paining? She says, mommy, my legs are paining. Are you ready to press my legs? As mommy gets older, she comes home one day and she sees the dishes are not done. So she tells mommy, if you don't get your act right, then you get out. On that day, the mother gets shocked and she understands that actually I gave birth to my master. I gave birth. We saw it. Happened in our era. So sometimes Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would speak about very close to the hour, we living very close to the hour. But most of the time when they would ask him, when is Qiyamah going to take place? He would want to tell the person that, you know, your Qiyamah is death. And death is around the corner. So how he would do it, in the gathering, he looked for who's the youngest boy. So he said, this boy. He found the youngest. He said, if this boy, Allah gives him life, before he gets old age, Qiyamah will be. Before he gets old age. So some understood that they looked at that boy and they said, okay, this boy is like 10 years old. Before he gets old, old is 60, 70. So it means in the next 50 years, Qiyamah. Then another sahabi would explain that some people really thought that. He said, Allah's Nabi never meant that. What Allah's Nabi meant is, forget about the Qiyamah of the whole world. Mine and your Qiyamah is around the corner. Before that young boy becomes old, we're gone. And as soon as our eye closes, our Qiyamah has begun. So how long is our exam? And that's what we're going to speak about. Because the point I'm going to explain to you is we have to learn to be able to fight a desire. So some people say, how long must I fight this desire? The answer is till death. He says, death is so long. You say, Qiyamah is around the corner. Meaning, we're going to die. Before that young boy is old, we're gone. We're gone. So how long do I have to fight? I don't have to fight long. What will I get if I fight till the end? Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they had a sentence. And many a time when they got stabbed, they would say that sentence. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends Amir bin Fuhaira with a letter. Amir bin Fuhaira radiallahu anhu was the guide when he made hijrat. When he left Makkah Mukarramah, the man who took Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Amir bin Fuhaira. Now he sends Amir bin Fuhaira to a leader. The normal law is you don't kill the messenger. You listen to the message, you're not happy, you fight with the person who sent it. You don't kill the letter bearer. But Amir bin Fuhaira already understands this might be the end. So he tells the Jamaat with him, you all don't come with me. Y'all wait, if y'all see something happening, y'all go away. He wanted to save them all, but Allah had written death for all of them. But he wanted to save them, he goes alone. So when he enters the tent, he says to the person, that I only ask you to give me security so I can deliver a letter to you. After that, what you do, read the letter, make a decision. But that man was so evil, before even reading the letter, he indicated to someone. So as he stood with the letter, the man stabbed him. And he pierced from the back, obviously the blade or the tip comes out from the front. So the pierce was at the back, the hole was in the front. Amir bin Fuhaira looks at it and he takes his hand and he puts it on that blood. So normally if it happens to me and you and we see blood, what we'll do? We start crying. He took the blood and he smeared it on his face. For him is blood from Allah. He smeared it on his face and he said, Fustu wa Rabbil Kaaba. By the Rabb of the Kaaba, I have found my success. And then he passed away. They liked that word. Because their whole mission in life was, I'll have to fight until I die. Once I die, after death, It seems maybe we don't hear about Jannah so much. So sometimes the picture of Jannah, the scene of Jannah starts going further, further. Until a time comes, it seems like there's no Jannah. So if you tell a person, fight it, fight your desire. You say, why? You say, is there no Jannah? But because there's no Jannah in front of me and you, Mawlana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahimullah says, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke so much of Jannah to his companions that a time came where it seemed that between him and Jannah there was nothing. You would see the Sahabi, so to say, putting his hand, but he is not able to grab that fruit of Jannah. And then he would say, oh Nabi of Allah, what is stopping me from Jannah? And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would reply, death. There's one bridge. He says, that which was the most bitter bridge for the world became the sweetest bridge for them. Because on the other side of the bridge, they saw Jannah. In today's time, we don't ever speak about Jannah. So Jannah has become very far. An attraction, we see it the whole day. So that has become very close. That has become. There is a Jannah that is coming and we have to work for it. But in that work, you'll have to suffer. You'll have to cry. You'll have to make an effort of that which you want to do, you can't do. That's what Jannah is. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the people of one room in Jannah, one ghurfa, ghurfa means apartment, they will see the people in another apartment. The distance between the two apartments, he says, like how you people look at that shining star far away. You can see one star, but you know how far you are from that star. He said, people of one apartment will be looking at another apartment. I want you to think about what's that apartment. What's that? In Newcastle, my friends took me. They have something called Newcastle. No, I went to, I think in Bradford, they took me to one place where the mountain is. So from the mountain, they showed me some houses. And those were like bigger houses. A nice thing about England is, in England, your normal houses, when we look at it, we say it's like our poor people houses. And when I go to a very rich man's house, I say, that's like our house. Our house. So alhamdulillah, we've got a little bit spacious houses. Yeah, you all got a little bit small. So I went to a place and my friend is saying, like, you know, this is like, these are the big guys' houses. But it looks like our normal houses. But it's big guys. So I stood there and I said to my group who were with me, what do you think these people feel when they stay in their houses? They also go to another mountain and they look at another house and they say those are the big guy's houses. Because you got some guy with no house and he is looking at the small house, the big house. And the whole world. So everyone sees a bigger house. And he will never think my house is comfortable enough. He'll always think if it got a little bigger. But no one looks to the star. And that is why Nabi Rasul's words were. He gave us such examples that you can't forget it. Now, that's another problem. You all don't see stars. So I can't even see when you see stars. I came out here, I never saw the moon. You don't see the star. But in a normal world, you see a star. See, when you see the star, he wanted us to think about, as I'm seeing a star today, and I'm saying, how high, how far, I wonder what's happening there. He said, the people of one apartment will see the second apartment, and it will be to him like that's that far away star, which means that second man will be so high. So the Sahabi radiallahu anhu said, تِلْكَ مَنَازِلُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ That must be the places of the messengers. The Anbiya. So high. Allah's Nabi said, بَلَا وَاللَّهِ That no way. By Allah, رِجَالٌ آمَنُوا وَصَدَّقُوا بِالْمُرْسَلِينَ It will be normal people who believed, and who believed in the messengers. Believed in Allah, believed in the messengers. Normal people. But the only thing is they had to make an effort to get there. You can't just get to that sky, to that star, you'll have to make. So at the moment in the world, Elon Musk's main mission is to get us to one star, I don't know which star. So he call it Starlink also. Let's link up. So every now and then he's shooting another rocket in the star. We'll get to that one. So you know how a rocket works? The rocket works with fire, fuel. You have to burn. And if they can burn enough, they got a hope to reach. Whether they'll reach or not, me and you to be able to get to that star, we have to learn how to burn. And our people don't want to burn. So the small child, he says, it's very hard to fight my feelings. I got a crave. The old man says, I got a crave. Everyone got a crave. They all thought that deen, Islam, means you'll get a natural feeling to be good. And you will get a hatred for evil. Then you must do. But what happens if the opposite happens? What if I get a feeling for evil? And I don't want to read Quran. I don't want to perform salah. I don't want to wake up for fajr. Then what must I do? Then you must burn. Because when you burn, that's where you reach. When you burn, the boy says, I'm messaging that girl. Girls burn more than boys. We would have sometimes one student in the madrasa. The boy speak. He said, one time I'm messaging four girls. One time. Answering that one, you the only one, you the only one, you the only. That's one. Each girl. More amazing than that, each girl knows he's also messaging the other girl. They know it. But each one feels, but he loves me more than the others, he's lying to them. He's telling all of them, you the only one. They all know, they're chatting. And he's chatting. And at the same time, he's telling all his friends about all of them. And when I hear it, I shake my head and I say, you're all nuts. All nuts. But the one thing about them is, why at night that boy again will message? Why that girl will message? And why she'll be waiting? Why he's not answering? Why he's not answering? And then later on he'll come and say, my Batsy was flat. His Batsy wasn't flat. He was busy with his other friends. He wasn't interested. She knows that also, but she's just like. You say the reason is, if you tell her or you tell him, don't message. That Allah doesn't like it. They say, I can't manage. I'm burning. I'm bleeding. Say, bleed. Bleed. Because bleeding and burning will make you reach where you have to reach. That Sahabi saw blood. He looked at it. That's what I was looking for. Blood. He put it on his face. He said, Allah, this blood is for you. Cry. The tear is for you. Bleed. The blood is for Allah. Burn, the fire is. But you'll have to fight it because that high star, no one's just going to reach it like that. Otherwise, everyone will be sitting in that palace. There's an effort that has to be made. And how long that effort is still? Said the small boy in front, as soon as he reaches old age, our qiyamah has been established. Meaning we did. We got a few years to fight. Few years. For some people it might be 1 year. For some people it might be 1 day. One man decided, I'm changing. One man, after killing 100 people, he said, I'm changing. Someone told him, for you to change, you shouldn't even be in this bad environment. Go somewhere else. He said, I'm going. He made an intention to change. How long? He just left. And he passed away. He just left. His qiyamah was the next day. For some of us, it might be tomorrow. We don't know when our exam is coming to an end. But the longest that it can be is when that small boy gets old. So you look at a small boy around you. There's one small boy. When he is old, I'm dead. So I just look at him. You smile. When he is old, I'm dead. So sometimes you come in the masjid, look at the back, you see a small boy. Immediately think of your death. If you go out, if you ever see the star, if you ever see the star, then say, I wonder how to reach there. I wonder how to reach there. So first I will translate a few verses of a group who did it. And then I will explain in a few minutes about what era we live in. I know how hard it is not to look at gadgets, at the filth of gadgets. In South Africa we have one program, it's called Vices on Our Devices. Vices on Our Devices. Because we know what it is. I also have to fight, you have to fight. I'm not an angel and you're not an angel. The Father is not an angel. That's why when he says, I'm going to check your phone, I know some boys say, Daddy, can I check your phone? Say it. Can I check your phone? No one's an angel. That's why we tell people, don't act like you're an angel. Don't act like you're an angel. When the husband tells the wife, you don't trust me. The wife will say, no, I don't trust you. You're not an angel. And I'm not an angel. I'm not a, what you call a fairy. I'm not. You mustn't trust me. I mustn't trust you. That's why we got married. So I look after you. You look after me. My friend came to England the other day shopping. He came with his nephew. So I told the nephew, lucky you got married recently because you came in the hot summer. Lucky you got married. And at least you got your uncle here to keep an eye on you. He smiled. He said, I was sent to keep an eye on him. I was sent to keep an eye on him. No one can trust anyone. And you shouldn't. Your phone must be linked to your wife's phone. So your every email she's seeing, her email you see. Your WhatsApp she's seeing, hers. You must not trust yourself. It's because when man trusts himself, yourself is nafs. Nafs is prone to be naughty when there's no one around. It's prone. Allah's Nabi also said, one man must never travel alone. He said, even two people must never travel. Three is a jamaat. I see people traveling in the aeroplane. They're going in business. I don't know how they manage. I really tell that person, I should take bayat at your hands. You're so pious. I travel few times, very hard. That sound in the aeroplane, the movies are there, everyone's relaxed. Everything of it is to make you inclined towards evil. I say, you're traveling like nothing happens. Are you the angel? Are you the one? You must never trust yourself. Because when people trust, say, move with the jamaat, might be more expensive. Say, I'm going overseas on business, I'm taking my wife. Take her. Take a group, take your nephew. That's what he said. He's looking after me. Say, hey, don't watch that movie. Say, uncle, you also don't watch. Say, both put it off. Let's read Quran. Come, let's read Quran. But if not, then the man sees the air hostess. Says, how are you? You fly every night. You don't get tired. She says, no, I don't get. It gets a little bit tiring. Oh, what you do? I do this here. Nice, nice. Chat, 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 chat. Then he sits back. Now the aeroplanes have the thing that you can phone home also. Now he phones his wife. She says, what you doing? He says, nothing much. What nothing much? It's obvious what he's doing. What else is going to be doing? Reading Quran. Don't ever trust yourself. Don't trust. So what I'm going to read about is Musa alayhi salatu was salam now came to Fir'aun. We all know that. And then Fir'aun, when he saw the power of Musa alayhi salam, he called for the best magicians of Egypt. So much most of us know that. We would have heard when we were small the incident of Musa and the Pharaoh. Now the magicians lined up. And Musa alayhi salatu was salam came, they threw their sticks and magic was created. Magic. And magic, it seemed like it was snakes, but it wasn't snakes, but it seemed. يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ. Because of that magic, the thought was that this is snakes coming to me. Musa alayhi salam himself got affected. Because naturally when you see snakes, Allah Tabarakallah told him, drop what you got. He had a staff. He dropped it and his staff became a serpent. And then it swallowed whatever magic they had made. All was gone. So the magicians, more than anyone else, understood that what this man got is much, much more unique than what we brought. Ours is a lie. His is real. So they fell in sajda. Then Firaun became irritated. Because if you all change, everybody else is going to change. So he became irritated, and this is where I am going to now translate for you. When they fell in sajda, Firaun said to them, "Amantum lahu qabla an aadhana lakum." Are you going to believe in him before I give permission? What I'm going to explain to you is, me and you are in a similar position. And that is why Quran gives these examples. We never saw the staff of Musa alayhi salam. We saw a miracle greater than that staff. It is called Al-Quran. And me and you both know Quran is something else. It is the only real thing in a world of lies. It is the only truth in a world of lies. It is the only light in a world of darkness. The Hafiz also knows that this Quran is everything. But when you ask him how much Quran you read, that's when he goes little bit. The Alim knows, you know, I know, the reader knows, this thing is something else. When I start reading it, I feel so nice. But then when I put it in the shelf, it remains there for so long. So as they saw real, and they had already experienced magic, but when they saw the real, they submitted. Then the power above became upset. We live in a world where there's a power above, which is called a one world order. You can call it a Shaitani order, a Illuminati order, Freemason order. You can call it an order of Dajjal. If you look on your $1 bill, you'll see a pyramid. At the top of the unfinished pyramid, you'll see one eye. You'll see something written, the translation will be, "May the Lord be happy with what he sees." We live in that pyramid structure. We are all part of it, depending on which step we are on. Above it is one eye that oversees the whole thing. We're living in one system. But in the system, it's a system, pyramid of the Pharaoh. It's a system of the Pharaoh. Biggest Firaun is not Firaun, it's the one Firaun worshipped. Firaun in his own era worshipped the Dajjal. He called it at that time Horus. Horus. That eye is known as the eye of Horus. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "You will see an eye. Remember, your Rabb is not one-eyed." One eye was that eye. He said, "Remember, your Rabb doesn't have a defective eye. You don't even look nice, that eye. Don't even look nice. With the tear going this way. With that tear coming. With that eyebrow going in one. Doesn't look nice." He said, "Remember, your Rabb hasn't got an eye, lad. But for them, may the Lord be happy." We're living in a system. And whenever we will want to be out of the world order, then you're going to have like this. That before we give permission, you want to behave different. قَبْلَ أَنْ آذَنَ لَكُمْ. War that took place in the world. War that takes place in the world. That war is just because one group doesn't want to submit to another power. For some, they kill them. To his magicians, he says, "I will cut your hand and your leg at opposite ends. Then I will put you, I will hang you, and you will suffer and die." He said, "You will understand whose punishment is longer and more severe." So I want you to listen to their answer. And then we will speak about the error me and you live in. He said, "Lan nu'thiraka ala ma ja'ana min al-bayyinat." Today, that which has come to us, which is so clear, we will no longer give preference to you over this. لَنْ نُؤْثِرَكَ عَلَى مَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالَّذِي فَطَرَنَا. And no longer can we give preference to you over the one who created us. Again, We cannot give preference to you, they said to Fir'aun, over this which has come to us. For them it was the staff of Musa. But Quran mentioned it so it can become mine and your words. I will say it, you say Ameen to it. You say it. That we will not give preference anymore. After this beautiful has come to us, Quran. We can't give preference to now entertainment. We can't give preference to things that we like. Because they were magicians, they grew up with it. Their whole life was magic, magic, magic. But the day they saw light, they said, no longer can we give preference to that over what has come to us. And we can't give preference to you, O Fir'aun, over the one who created us. We will have to say that to our gadget. You will have to say that if you look at that pyramid and that one eye, you will have to say that in England the hardest thing to say and the hardest time to say it is the time when the whole country is mad in one spot. Say, sometimes I don't want you to look at that spot, but if you see it, you will see one eye also. You will see how the players will make their circle also. They will make that circle around the eye. You will see how they will wave, dance. You will see their music. You will see signs. You will understand that entire thing is in honor of a power. And if that power is not Allah, then this world, where it put the pyramid, it put, may the Lord be happy with what he sees. That stadium was made in a circle. In the center was the circle made of the eye. All the people make one eye. Everything is one eye. When the man will score a goal, he becomes an idol. He becomes a god. He becomes a star. Everyone must submit to him. Everyone must applaud him. Everyone, the whole world. Me and you are part of that world. But the time has to come where we will say, as the magicians one day said, we grew up with magic. But today when we saw something else, we'll have to learn that I cannot give preference anymore over my Allah. وَالَّذِي فَطَرَنَا Fir'aun became angry. They said, فَقْضِ مَا أَنْتَ قَاضٍ You make your decision whatever you want to. إِنَّمَا تَقْضِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا Then they said, because you will only be able to make decisions until I live. Once I die, you are not going to decide in my life. That's where Quran brings us. You will only be able to make decisions in my life until. Now me and you, where we are, we entered in a world of technology. We are perhaps in the hardest exam that anyone in the world ever saw. From the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, no one had been given a gadget in his hand. And no one had ever heard the word AI. No one could get information so fast like me and you. Entertainment so fast like me and you. In the touch of a button, the whole world to come to me and you. No one. No one had his hand on all. It's a very long discussion this year that the basis of all of this is also magic. It's also magic. That is why we tell people, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ was those two surahs which came at the end of Quran to protect a person from magic. People would wonder, everyone doesn't get knocked with magic. Magic hits a few people. Everyone is getting knocked with magic. The basis of this is also magic. If you have to study, it's a long discussion where it's made, how it's made, in which underground places it gets made. What procedures take place before it gets made? What cantations, whatever they call it, all magical spells. You will say, no, this is science. I remember one scientist went, and he was given the chance to see it. And he got shocked, he saw idols. He saw all writings in different languages. He said, but this is a scientific lab. What it got to do with Hindu gods? He just said that. It got lots to do with shaitaniyat. Lot of this is based in sihr. Sihr. But we're going to use it. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Hollywood is based in sihr. The name they chose for it, we call it Hollywood. It was taken from the word holy wood. Holy wood, nothing holy about that wood. When I was small, maybe you also would have read, when I was small I used to read these funny cartoons, where you got this witch, and she has a wand, and with the wand she makes a spell, and then you just see stars going everywhere, and everyone gets caught in one spell. Hollywood, Disney World was that spell. They chose the words, the name. This is not a conspiracy theory. If you have to know those people, you have to know who started it, who made those movies, which fields they had to enter, why they had to be Freemasons, who inspired them, what movie, what to show in the movie, how they knew what will happen in 22 years' time. They were able to put it, there's a lot of magic in it, a lot of Satanism. And in sport, there's a lot of Satanism. And we're living in a world where Satanism has now entered into our hands. And me and you are attracted. And it's just going to get bigger, bigger, until the Dajjal himself will be facing us. If a person today cannot control his finger, tomorrow he will not be able to control his leg. Where the finger has to press for entertainment, the leg will walk towards entertainment. We only got a small example. I know it's nice to look at pictures. It's nice to follow. It's nice to see clips. At night we lie down. I want to see one more clip, one more clip, one more clip. I just need to see that. I just need to see that replay. It's nothing wrong. You tell the person, then don't do it. Say, I can't. Say, why you can't? Say, I'm addicted. Say, now how you come out of addiction? You look at it. And you'll have to say what the magician says. That I can't carry on giving you preference over this which has come to us. Can't. A time has to come where I'll say, no, at night I'm reading my Quran. And I see it making beep, 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 beep. And I put it off and I say, I'll see you in the morning. Night time is not for you. Worst time with the phone for me and you is when we're alone and before sleeping. Worst thing. Worst thing. Let us slowly, slowly sing. At that time, how do I give preference whole life to it over what has come from Allah? Because the next is I'll give preference to the devil over the one who created me. I will give. AI is a step after which is most likely the Dajjal himself. AI is perhaps the final step. It got a lot to do with the Dajjal itself. There's a lot of sihr in it. So very quickly, we are going to have the phone in my pocket. I have the bayan on the phone. We're all going to use it. When we use the phone, take Allah's name. Don't ever forget to read Bismillah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim or Bismillah. Bismillah is easy. Allah's Nabi said, the barrier between us and the jinn is the name of Allah. That even if you take out your clothing, take Allah's name. They won't see you naked. When we're touching this gadget, read Bismillah. That Bismillah will just make me think I can use it. But I can't go into filthy sites with it. I took Allah's name. Take Allah's name. And they don't go into filth. Create a barrier. Number two, never trust ourselves. Never trust. So connect our phone with somebody else. Never trust those. Number three, work to stay in a state of wudu. Because as long as we got wudu, there's a barrier around us. It's very hard for the jinn to break that barrier. And before sleeping, have wudu and sleep. Because most of shaitaniyat nowadays, jinn, bad dreams, sleepwalking, waking up scared, is because the jinn launches the attack when the mind is weak. So we watch, 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 go to sleep. And then you're going to see hectic stuff. sleep in a state of wudu. The further away from the phone before you sleep, the better, the safer. Because you're bringing the jinn right in your bedroom. Sleep in a state of wudu. 3, Bismillah. Never trust ourselves. Wudu. Surah Kahf on a Friday. Thursday night to Friday, we got an entire 24 hour. In that 24 hour, read the surah. If you can't read the whole surah, read 10 verses of the surah. But read. Nabi Islam said, even if Dajjal himself, we're living in his system. He's behind the scenes, but he's not coming directly in front of us. He says, but even if one day he comes directly in front of you, the man who reads Surah Kahf, Dajjal will not harm. Will not harm. So when directly he will not harm that man, indirectly we even more protected. Read Surah Kahf. Allah Tabarakala grant me and you. It's a match. It's a fight. And it's not easy to fight. You'll have to bleed. You'll have to burn. But with burning you will reach where you have to reach. Until when? That small child before he gets old, I'm gone. And you gone. Our qiyamah is around the corner. Allah Tabarakala let us. When our death comes, we can also say, Fuztu wa Rabbi al-Kaaba. By the qasam of the Rabb of the Kaaba, I found my success. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabi al-Kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in walhamdulillah.